Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Although it may be the dog days of summer, there's no reason to turn your back on something as delicious as pasta. Served cold with any variety of vegetables, a pasta salad is a great way to beat the heat. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, this is one of the best dishes for culinary improvisation.
Yeah, no, and you're right. I mean, I think a lot of people, it's too hot. They think, I don't want a big pot, you know, bowl of spaghetti and meatballs. And I honestly don't blame you. But yeah, there's a whole other side to the pasta world, and it's served cold as a salad with a whole variety of things, you know, tossed into it.
Are there any shapes of pasta or types of pasta that work better?
Yeah, I probably know because but for me personally, my preference, I just don't like long noodles that are cold. You know, I'm not making pasta salad out of spaghetti or fettuccine or bucatini. You know, I like, you know, the penne, the elbows, those types of things. I think especially since a lot of times we're going to be chopping things up, you know, quarter, half inch dice. It always makes sense to sort of match the size of the pasta with the size of what's going in it. Therefore, it just eats easier than if you're trying to swirl spaghetti around your fork with other things around it.
Yeah, you mentioned penne, which is hollow. And that means you're going to get whatever kind of sauce you're using is going to be in there.
Yeah, you get double duty on that.
Yeah.
I think the best thing, though, the most important thing is cooking the pasta correctly. I think it's a different cooking than it is if you're actually just making a hot pasta dish. When we make pasta, we like to make the pasta al dente so that even as you're warming it up with the sauce, if it continues to cook a little more, it's still going to be really good. The thing is with pasta salads, we need to cook the pasta pretty much to completion. I don't like a pasta salad that's got a bite to it or like a little bit of uncooked on the inside. So, you know, plan on an extra minute or two of cooking time. But then because of that, we need to stop the cooking immediately by getting that pasta into some really cold water. So, you know, get the pasta cooked to a nice soft but not mushy texture, and then get it into an ice bath and let it cool down quickly. Throw it through a colander again, and then getting it dry is also important. I like to just let it sit for a little while, just turning it every now and then to expose any moisture that's on the center of the pasta and get it to be dry. And then if you're not going to use it right away, just a little bit of olive oil mixed in and you can put it in the fridge. But preferably you're ready with whatever dressing and whatever you're going to be mixing into it so that once it's dry, you can just make the pasta salad.
What are some of your favorite go-tos for including in the salad?
Yeah, you know, I have this pasta salad that I don't know, 30 years I've been making. It's called gazpacho pasta salad. And it's just everything that's like perfect right now. You basically, the dressing is making gazpacho, tomatoes, cucumbers, peppers, the vinegar, the olive oil, cumin, you know, pureed. And that's the sauce and just a little extra vinegar for that really nice sort of salad dressing-y feel. And then just chopping up all those things again, fresh, maybe adding in some scallions, some black olives. And using, again, a short sort of either penne or elbow type pasta and just mix that up. And I just think it's great. I mean, I just think it's delicious.
Jerry, why don't we put a few ideas on the website so folks try it at home and have some real fun. Great time of the year to be doing this. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.